Hello, welcome to the Tuesday afternoon show.
Yes, we've got an interview now. We have our guest, Molly Stinchfield, is here from the Greene County Council on the Arts.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
We have an exciting event coming up.
Right? Yes, we do. On Saturday, which is this Saturday, October 3rd, from 1 to 4, we're hosting our 40th anniversary party at the Beatty Powers Place here in Catskill, which is overlooking the Hudson River. It's a beautiful spot if you've never been there. It's a grand old house, and there's this massive lawn that goes all the way down to the Hudson River, and that's where we usually have been hosting our garden parties for the past few years. And this year, since it's our 40th anniversary, we're having a huge bash to celebrate where we've been for the past 40 years and where we're going for the next 40 years.
That sounds comprehensive.
Ambitious.
Ambitious and comprehensive. Is this like a come one, come all kind of an event?
Yes, everyone is invited to attend. We have a bunch of our member artists who are coming. We have musicians coming. We have chili and salad and delicious desserts coming from all over Greene County. We have craft beers and local wines. So it's kind of a collection of all the most interesting cultural bits of Greene County and beyond. And hopefully we'll have a great time.
Well, that sounds very exciting. You're having a juried competition?
Yes, we put out a call for a competition called 40 Years, 40 Artists, which was juried by Julie Lones and Tony Iadicicio. And basically, we had more than 80 people submit from our membership, and it was very cutthroat. There were a lot of fantastic applications, and they were all competing for a series of different opportunities. The 40 winners are all being featured in a silent auction at the event, so we'll have all of the winning artworks, which are all 5x7s, so they're small pieces, but they're all original, so you can bid on one, and all the bids start at $40, which is a great way to start your art collection, because obviously when we show in the gallery, the work can be anywhere from $20 to $20,000, so it's really nice to have work that is accessible and affordable and, start your art collection and put your money towards actual producing artists rather than Target art or, Kmart art or something like that. So, we're all about
Day-glow art.
Day-glow art is great too. So we're supporting our local artists this way, and they've all donated either 50% of the proceeds or 100% of the proceeds. And so, out of that 40 artists, we're making a postcard set. So we'll be producing the set, and you can buy that so that, even if you can't afford an original piece, you can buy those and you can send them out to friends and family and let them know what great art is going on here in Greene County. I'm always very impressed every time I see. I mean, I was really impressed when I saw all the applications, so I'm super excited. And then there's 10 of the people that have been chosen, and they're going to have a group show in January. So after our holiday arts show is over, they're going to have a group show, and that's going to be Richard Armstrong, Lauren Simkin Burke, Alan Grindel, Ava Melas, Giselle Potter, Dot Chast, Kate Hamilton, Jim Crewson, Amy Silvercleet, and Jersey Waltz. And they're a really nice mix of people that are, Dot Chast is a longtime GCCA member, Greene County resident, and she just had her lifetime retrospective over at Columbia Greene Community College, so it's really great to have her on board. And then Richard Armstrong and other folks, they've been in the area for a long time, and then we've got some brand new members that just applied this year to be a part of this competition, so that's really exciting. And Giselle Potter, who's just such a terrific illustrator, so it's really great to have her work on board.
And these are all local artists?
They're all Hudson Valley artists. Mm-hmm. It actually goes from a little bit north of Greene County all the way down to New York City, so we had a pretty wide turnout for this. and all members of GCCA, which is great. And then five of those artists are also going to be the poster children for our 40th anniversary campaign. So you
poster
guys
children. I saw that. What is that? What exactly does that mean?
Well, I thought that it would be really nice to go to their studios, because it's one thing to see a finished artwork, but then to see the person in their studio. Every artist's studio is different, which is something that as an art director I've seen when I go to do studio visits. You walk into someone's studio, it's like walking into their brain. So some people have these incredibly organized, tidy, you know, everything's in a grid formation, and they have this amazing, like Lauren Simkin-Burke's studio is this amazing, tidy little world with these flat files everywhere, and you can just see how his brain works. And then you go into someone else's studio, and it's just everything everywhere, and it's really fantastic to just see things pouring out of the woodworks. And it's really like Leia Rhodes, who's also one of the 40 artists, her studio is up in Athens, and she's been an artist since she was 12, and now she's in her 80s. And so it's literally every nook and cranny in her 3-room studio, which is in the old schoolhouse that's up there in Athens, is just covered in art supplies. So it's just really exciting. So it's going to be photos of them in their studio, so you can see their artwork and them, and just to say, hey guys, we're here and we're doing amazing things.
That's very exciting. 40, yeah. 40 years.
40 years.
That's and then from quite an accomplishment.
It is. The main, just to wrap up the 40 years, 40 artist dialogue, the main exciting event from that is that during the silent auction at the 40th anniversary party, we're going to have a People's Choice Award where everyone is going to vote on who they think should win the solo show based on the submissions. So there's going to be a group voting, and that person will get a solo show at the same time as the other 10 people having a group show. So that's that's a reason just to buy a ticket, just to have your voice heard, whose work you want to see the most of in January. Everything's nice and cold and you need an excuse to get out of the house. So that'll be really exciting. And the other reasons to come, of course, we have fantastic local musicians coming. Of course, Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers, and Wild Rose's Belly Dance, which will be fun. And Enrico Skull pulls together a great group of musicians, and they all come and donate their time. So they're super generous, and it's a great time. We all dance a lot, and Lex just, you know, last year she was almost like the epitome of a chanteuse, and it was very moving. So we love Lex.
That's talk more about the Green County Council on the Arts. First of all, where are you located? Where can people find you if people don't know Catskill, people don't know the council?
Sure. We are located on Main Street in Catskill, 398 Main Street. We have a beautiful two-story gallery. The downstairs gallery is usually group shows, and then upstairs we have solo shows, and then we have offices in the back. So the public face of the gallery is, of course, our shows, which the gallery space is open Monday through Friday and also on Saturday. In the afternoons, so you can walk in anytime. But then in addition to that, we also do on average $150,000 of regranting to local artists and to arts and ed programs and to community arts programs in Greene County, Columbia County, and Schoharie County. So that's another thing that we do that is not as well known, because it's not as visual, or it's not as visible when you walk into the gallery space. But so in that way, we're supporting a lot of the great local programs that are happening around here. And then also we have a summer program called Sprouts, which is for our youth kids in Greene County, and there's performing arts and dance and visual arts and one other that I'm forgetting right now, but they have a great time, and so that's a really great program. And what else do we do? We're pretty comprehensive over there. We have musicians that sell their music in our store. We have crafters that sell their wares in our store. We have a great boutique upstairs, and that rotates all the time. And then we have a lot of the organizations around all the counties locally who are organizational members, and so they send us their promotional materials, and we send all that stuff out. So, and we have a newspaper that comes out bi-monthly called Arts Alive, and that kind of, it tells you grant opportunities and show opportunities, and so we're a cultural nexus for the folks in these counties, and they can come to us and just, I mean, people will call us up and say, hey, do you have a production assistant for this film shoot? And we'll think about it and send it out to people. People ask for, you know, people who are looking for jobs, people who are looking for opportunities. We have a great resource library in the back behind the reception desk with just papers that you can look through for, you know, all different types of opportunities.
Like a clearinghouse, kind of.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this celebration is really, it's really a celebration of the arts.
All the
in
arts.
In Greene County.
Yes.
And how, what the Greene County Council on the Arts does to support all these different aspects.
Yep. From Sunday painters to professionals, and from landscape plein air painters to uber contemporary really weird stuff, we do it all. So
so again, that's this Saturday, October 3rd, the 40th anniversary event.
Yes,
really. Yeah. It's a would you call it a lawn party? What do you
Yeah, call it? it's a lawn party celebration. We're gonna have delicious chili from the Freehold Country Pub and Gavin's Irish Country Inn and Maggie's Crooked Cafe and EJ's Creation, Karen's Country Inn, and there's going to be kind of like a chili cook-off kind of vibe, and then different salads from La Casa Latina and Concadoro and Maggie's Crooked Cafe and Mill Rock Restaurant, Tatiana's, all the places in Greene County that you love to eat. And then, of course, there's going to be craft beers from, I mean, now there's so many different craft breweries in Greene County and all around here. So we'll be doing tastings from Cave Mountain Brewery and Rip Van Winkle, and of course Crossroads, who's been a longtime supporter of GCCA, and some wines from the Hudson Chatham Winery, and then delicious desserts. I'm super excited for the Circle W is bringing their lemon bars and their brownies. So you could also
you just got me right
there.
You just got me.
I know. I'm just gonna come
having
and
the chili.
Yeah, you had Corey at chili.
If I don't eat them all, you can eat them. So Last Chance Cheese, of course, they're really great. Bavarian Manor, Chrisman's Wyndham House. It's just, and the Kaufman's Coffee House, which I also love. They have great German desserts.
So we have to get a lot of people there to
yes.
make sure that all of this amazing food and everything gets consumed.
Yes, please.
And so what's the ticket situation?
So tickets, thank you for asking. If you buy them in advance, they're a little cheaper. They're $30 for members and $40 for non-members. And if you are a member, you can invite guests at the $30 membership rate too. So it's really to your benefit if you're going to bring a crew of people to sign up for a membership, which is only... I mean, memberships start at $20 for a senior citizen individual membership. And for everybody else, it's $35 a year. A year, people, that's nothing for wonderful community and great opportunities. And then for non-members, it's $40. And then at the door, it's $35 for members and $45 for non-members. And you can buy your tickets by calling us at 518-943-3400, or you can go to www.greenarts.org, which is GREENEARTS.org. Or you can just Google us.
Now, or you can stop in. And what's the address?
We're at 398 Main Street in Catskill, New York. Mm-hmm. And we love visitors, and we have a great show going on that is... it's called Beyond the Bars, and it's a community response to the prisons in Columbia and Greene County. And it's a two-story show, and there's a huge diversity of voices, and it's a very powerful and moving show. And we just had our opening reception this Saturday, and I think there were probably 100 people there fantastic dialogue going on. We have a bunch of events coming up. So if you'd like to check that out on our website too, please do. If you're interested in prisons and jails and what's happening in your own backyard, and yeah, so it's been
exciting. So for all this, all the kinds of information, greenarts.org.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we mentioned that the your 40th anniversary party is also a fundraiser. So the tickets,
yes,
the price of the tickets goes directly to supporting Green County Council on the Arts.
Exactly. All the proceeds from this go directly to our programming and to Sprouts, to our visual arts programming, to our, yeah, just everything that we do. We're tireless workers,
so,
and
that
we love it.
40 years from now, we'll be having an 80 years, 80 artists.
I hope so. That would be great.
Or maybe 800 artists.
Whoa. Yes,
wow.
Please.
Now, we're going to be there.
Oh, good.
WGXC is going to be there.
Yes, you guys are going to be live casting, if
yes,
that's
exactly
what you call it.
So we get to listen in here.
Good point.
Yeah.
That exactly.
And check it out.
I don't know what time.
I thought it was 3 to 4. I've been looking through here, but then I feel rude looking at
the computer. Oh, I don't remember, but we'll be there at the Beatty Powers house from 1 to 5. So, and the music is going to be going the whole time, which is amazing.
Yes.
I also forgot to put in a plug for my roommate, Piper Dorrance, who is cooking pies, baking pies. She's an amazing baker.
Ah.
So.
Wow. That's
notable.
Definitely notable. Definitely. Very, very important. I'm just going to quickly look on the community calendar, because I'm sure it's on the community calendar.
I was looking, but maybe I overlooked.
Yes, thank you for making that.
Yeah,
point,
that's a very
Jill,
good
because
point.
And also, when you were mentioning how much it would be to get in, I saw that it was 15 and under.
Oh, 15 and under is totally free,
yes,
which is great. So, and we're going to have, in addition to the chili and the salads and the delicious pies and such, we're going to have bratwurst and burgers and veggie burgers, mm-hmm, supplied by Van Winkle's at Hunter Mountain. So, you know, some kid-friendly fare, which will,
yes,
be good.
What an excellent way to get young people involved and interested in the arts.
Yeah.
And, yes, WGXC will be broadcasting live from 3:30 to 4.
Oh, good.
During Radio Camp.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, that's the time that Radio Camp is on the air.
Wonderful.
So,
that's
Echo
great.
Row is the host.
And speaking of the kids, welcoming kids 15 and under, we will have a face painter and we will have paper all over the tables with crayons everywhere so kids can draw whatever they want. And then we'll have some games. And then we're also going to have a people's mural. So we'll put out some markers and paint and people can just help draw this beautiful mural so that it'll be a big, kind of celebration of everyone who was there.
Community art party.
Yes.
That's
yes,
absolutely wonderful. That's the GCCA, the Green County Council on the Arts 40th anniversary party. It is coming Saturday, October 3rd from 1 to 5 p.m., right?
Rain or shine.
At Beatty Powers Place, and that's at Prospect Avenue at Bridge Street in Catskill, New York. And if you are interested and you don't know Catskill, if you're listening and you're interested to come, the zip code is 12414, so map it.
Yeah, actually, Catskill, I want to put out a plug for the Catskill art scene. It's getting really exciting in Catskill artistically, and there's just so many artists who have been living here for a long time who have been producing amazing work, and there's a whole new crew of people who are coming in producing more amazing work. So if you don't know anything about it, this is really a good chance to come and meet a lot of people and just get connected. If you're new to the area, come on down. It's a great way to find your folks.
Thank you, Molly.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'll come back and give updates on what's happening with Green County Council on the Arts.
Anytime. I have a big mouth, and I'm happy to talk.
Most excellent.
So hopefully we'll see everybody there this Saturday, 1 to 5 at BD Powers Place, 40th anniversary.
Thank you so much. I'll be wearing a name tag, so say hi.
Hi. Hi, my name is Molly.